Welcome to the Mira Wine Podcast, Vin Compétent, with Josh, Bryce, and Leah.
What?
The podcast where we drink, talk, and discuss natural wine.
And a little bit of pee.
And whatever else comes to mind. Hope you're ready for this, because I know we weren't.
And I was getting good.
And in 3, 2, 1...
We're live.
We're here. It's Josh and I.
The OG. Old school.
The OG. So we're going to recreate the entire first episode.
All right. I need to brush up my World War II history. And we have a fresh whole bottle of Jameson, so we should be good to go.
That's right. Exactly.
Leah is unfortunately not able to join us today. She has a work commitment.
Yeah. I was going to say we should change the name of this podcast to Josh and Bryce Talk About the Last Dance again.
Oh, yeah. Just review it. And all the fallouts. Scottie Pippen. Not a liked guy right now. He's calling everybody out.
Yeah, well.
Well, let's not get into that. Well, this is a serious podcast now.
This is a serious wine. This is a
wine podcast.
Wine podcast. Welcome to Mira Wine Presents Vin Compétent with Josh, Bryce, and Leah. We, as we said before, is not here.
Maybe our listeners don't know. Like, Leah has like a pretty she's high, got it. like a high up job.
Yeah,
for a major insurance company. So like,
does she ever want us to say that?
I don't know. I mean, you can Google her. Like, it's not like you don't know her last name,
right?
But yeah, so she has a big meeting tonight, so she couldn't make it. We're like, we got nothing to do.
Yeah, so we're going
to
talk.
My parents are in town. I'm like, I got to go to this podcast that 16 people listen to.
I'm famous.
Sorry. Sorry. You ever heard of Joe Rogan? It's like that.
It's like that, just 100,000 times smaller.
Yes.
So?
Should we talk about crazy shit like he does and maybe get a bit more listeners?
That would work. Yeah, we could be the shock jocks.
I got some ivermectin we could put in the wine and live forever. Just get fucked up. We could live forever.
No.
I won't even get COVID-22.
COVID-22.
Coming just soon to a place near you.
Dose him with the Pfizer vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Let's drink some Jameson, yeah?
Yeah, let's...
Our first segment.
First, let's say thanks to our sponsor.
Thanks to our sponsor.
That's where I was going to get to.
Warner Construction.
For all your construction needs.
All your construction needs.
We're going to be nice today.
We're going to be nice today. They are a phenomenal company. They're phenomenal people.
Yeah.
Alex and Beth.
General contractor.
General contractors who do unbelievable work.
Yeah.
Go and check out their Instagram or their... Facebook?
Warner Construction, all one word.
Mm-hmm. I can't afford to hire them.
No.
There's no way.
No.
It looks like someone built it all by hand.
But someone did.
Yeah, I guess you're
That's
right.
That's how that works. You know, when people build things, they usually build...
I can only afford the robot contractors.
You can only afford the robot contractors.
You know what the name of my robot contractor company is? Terminator 2x4.
Oh.
Just made that up. Okay.
That's good. Let's get to it.
Play the segment song.
Welcome to the Jameson Biodynamic Calendar Shot Challenge.
Okay. I didn't drink any wine today at all either, so...
Oh, good.
I'm coming in this blind.
You don't have a head start.
All right. Did you just smell it?
I did.
Cheers.
Don't you smell it?
I do. Oh, that's tasty today.
Oh, yeah. That's a fresh bottle.
Mm-hmm. Caramel.
That's like super good.
Okay, I'm gonna go leaf day.
Oh yeah, you're going that way. I'm gonna go fruit day.
Ooh, the opposite.
I'm gonna go fruit day. Leah's not here.
It's a root day.
Oh my God.
You see, the system works.
The system's beginning to work.
The system works.
You just follow the system, it'll work.
Mm-hmm. What's our next thing we do?
Oh yeah. We got
to do.
Thing.
Do we got? We're gonna
do. Do you want to do right to the new thing, or do you want to? Yeah. We should drink the wine first.
Okay, and then we do wine news, or do we do wine news at the top of the? I think we do wine news at the top of the hour. I like that it's so long.
Welcome to the breaking wine news of this week,
September 20th.
We're the worst reporters and anchors.
September 20th. Monday, September 20th.
Monday, September 20th. This what, is what are the top wine stories? News. The top story of the hour. I don't know. Do we want to talk about yours first?
No, I want to talk about
you
this,
want to talk
this,
about
the champagne heist.
The great champagne grape theft.
Yes.
2 acres of champagne grapes were stolen overnight, secretly, under the cover of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
From a 34-year-old viticulturist, Morgan Moutard.
Morgan Moutard.
Si. Morgan Moutard.
Oui. 70% of his...
70%.
Of his harvest.
Isn't that crazy?
Overnight. So here's my question, right? Who's buying these black market grapes then, right? Like, I guess, like, I mean, that happens a lot in Champagne where you don't actually grow your own grapes. You,
right.
You do negos, but... Yeah.
So do they just like appear at some, well, like someone like, knocking on some doors being
hey,
like,
you
hey,
want
you
want to
buy some grapes?
You want to like buy some grapes to make this like,
these are my grapes.
Yeah. This is like a low end champagne house and they want to make a bunch of bottles and I'll give you a, like, can you imagine you have, your overhead is very little.
I mean, there's
one day,
there's
one night of work.
Grapes.
Yeah. It's one night of work. You got to get a truck, a couple guys and some gas. That's $1,000.
This sounds like... It sounds like
we should
the
do
job,
this shit.
Right? Stealing other people's fruit?
Yeah. And then having a market, like going to the farmer's market
how
with it.
Yeah, how does that... I agree. Who do you sell that to?
I guess, I mean, well, touching on something that happened here recently, someone got a bunch of hail bay stolen overnight.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It's not
also
the first
fucking,
time
it's
this
fucking
has
shitty.
Happened either.
Don't steal from a farmer.
No. This isn't the first time
steal
it's
from
happened,
a banker. Hey. Not a farmer.
Make it steal insurance claims. Isn't it?
No.
Defraud insurance?
We can't do that because Leah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Other news?
Yes, other news.
Just the Tipsy. I want to talk about
that. Oh, you want to talk about Just Tipsy?
No, I don't want to give it too much airtime. But
Did you do any? Like,
some, yeah, I did. Some tech guy. Some guy who was a biochemical engineer who's in tech. Started a wine company called Just the Tipsy. It's a penis-shaped bottle with a sparkling rosé.
It's huge.
It's not even like, oh, that kind of looks like a penis. Like, it's a full-blown penis.
It's a full-blown,
yeah.
Comically
and then you
oversized
drink out of it
penis.
And, yeah. So
sparkling rosé.
Kudos for the idea to him.
I mean,
am I ever gonna buy it? No.
You don't think it would look good in the, you know, backlit,
no.
Behind the bar?
No. And also, of course, it was a white guy who, like...
Oh, it was some white guy
found the article.
Napa
I'm like,
Valley.
This is exactly what
Silicon
I thought
Valley.
The guy would look like.
Right, exactly.
He looks like a frat boy.
Yeah, that's what he is.
You know what? He'll probably be successful, and we're still going to be sitting here, so...
Why?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't understand why...
I don't understand who buys it. They're the real culprits.
Are they?
Yeah.
Why are you blaming the end consumer?
Because make better choices.
Mm.
That's
okay.
Why.
Okay.
What other stories do we have? You have some highlighted stuff here.
Yeah, okay. So the world's first agrovoltaic vintage is in South France. And you're asking me, what the fuck?
What the fuck does that mean? Is that like a stricter biodynamic?
No, actually, it's an automated louvre system programmed to shade the vines when they have deemed that they've had enough sunlight.
Ooh, how big are we talking here? How
they're
big of an
huge,
area?
Huge, huge.
And it's like a metal thing, or is it like a canopy?
Yeah, it's like a panel. It's like a... It's got solar panels on top.
Mm-hmm.
They just turn down to shade the...
So it's like this. It's already up there.
Yeah.
And then it just...
Like... Yeah.
Oh, that's
moves.
Cool. How much does that cost?
A lot. Because there's only one. But it's said to... Each panel has their own motor and can be set parallel with the ground to reduce heat loss. While in the day or night, the panels can also be set to deflect wind or rain, potentially reducing disease pressure.
And so there's, you said this is the first ever harvest with this?
This one is
yes.
What is the name of the winery? Do we know?
I don't know.
It's from the Pyrenees, so we're in the southwest.
It's right there.
I'd like to find out what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Grenache Blanc Chardonnay in Marcelin. Mm. They make a really good...
likely be a table wine.
I don't know, like, if you're going to put that much money into it, because the whole idea, I imagine, behind this is to make the, we're using, see, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this, because we're using technology mm-hmm. to make the best possible wine now.
Right.
Not so, to make the most. We're trying to, control nature a bit.
Okay, so then, that always brings up the question of climate change in my mind,
mm-hmm. And terroir, yeah.
Right. So how do you fight it, or do you just let it happen?
Well, I think eventually, when it gets too bad, you have to fight it.
Right.
Right. Like, when climate changes, like, are you going to, we're just not going to make wine anymore because it's too hot?
Right.
Like, you have to evolve. You have to come up with ideas. Yeah, I'd be interested to try it.
And this is the idea, I think, is their climate change, right? Because
very cool that it, like, traps the heat as well at night.
To keep them.
And deflects the rain. Very cool. I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I mean, and those are things that, like, really destroy vineyards.
Yeah. So you're not, but you're not adding any chemicals.
No.
Right? So, very interesting. So is that a natural wine still? Probably not. What if you do spontaneous fermentation?
But you're not adding any chemicals.
Interesting. Interesting. I want to try the wine. Let's find out the name and let's get the wine in.
We will. That brings up the question. With a natural wine, are you allowed to, like, have any sort of, like, louvered system or, like, covering the grapes if you need to, or...
I don't know.
Any sort of, like, man-made intervention on the weather?
I don't make the rules, man.
Neither do I.
Okay, we have time for one more story.
One more.
Should we talk about the goats, or do we want to talk about the...
We can talk about the goats.
What's the other one?
It's not very good. Bordeaux gets a dedicated canned wine factory. Bordeaux. I thought that was interesting.
They're making canned wine?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yes. A canned chocolate beverage brand, Cacolac, in France. Sounds like a laxative.
Yeah.
Apparently they had a wine program already for canned wine, and now they are upgrading to a $5.86 million new facility.
Interesting.
And another 2,200 feet and more canned wine coming out of Bordeaux. Among other things, apparently.
Very cool.
Bagged wine, whatever.
Okay, we'll talk about the goats next time.
We can talk about the goats now.
Okay. I read a really interesting article about this woman in the western United States who uses goats to try and not only control but prevent wildfires.
That's so cool.
So what she does is you get these goats, mm-hmm. right, and you go to a clearing or an area, and you let the goats roam free, and you kind of... like you herd them, basically. They don't run away.
Yeah.
And then they eat. So goats apparently eat, like, a lot of weeds, and they eat a lot of, like, brush and other kind of plants mm-hmm. That other livestock won't eat. Mm-hmm. And these are apparently they call them like fire fuel. So they're like they light. So, like,
tinder.
They fuel a fire. So they'll get the goats to go and clear out these, and then mm-hmm. at night, they kind of fence them in to the area that they want to fertilize. Like,
temporarily.
For the night.
Oh,
and
cool.
So they shit there. And apparently goat's shit is very good for the soil. And it's very moisture dense.
It's like really wet.
Really wet shit.
Wet shits.
And so apparently that will keep the ground and the soil more moist, and that helps prevent forest fires. I mean, the article I read, this woman, I can't remember her name, but she has, like, a degree in, like, grass and like not even like plants, like grass and weeds. Like, that's her,
that's
from Colorado.
Does.
Yeah. And so, she's been doing that. And she was, this year was the first time she was, kind of commissioned by the government of Colorado to do this, to kind of test it out.
Give it a shot.
There's a bunch of wineries in Colorado. So, I mean, they'd be really cool. Right, because those have been, wildfires have been a huge issue.
Yeah,
not only in Western North America, but also in France.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe goats are the answer.
Plus,
how cool! Like, I would quit my job and do that job.
I've seen in some other countries that I've been to, like, park management done by goats mm-hmm. and sheep, right?
And then you get Donald Trump with those rakes.
What?
Remember when there's, like, the wildfires, and he was like, "Oh, look what they're doing." I forget, like, in Norway, they rake the forest floor. They don't have forest fires. I said this on TV.
No way.
Like, while the fire was burning and people were dying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and the head fireman was looking at him like, "Holy shit!
You're an idiot.
You're a fucking idiot." You think Donathan listens to this podcast?
Donathan.
Donathan T. Trump?
Donathan T. Trump. Who calls him Donathan? That's amazing.
I think I heard it on Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Mm. Daniel.
Donathan. Daniel Trump.
I fucking love that show. Should we drink some wine?
Let's drink some wine, and we can...
Do we have music for this one, too? No.
Oh, no. I didn't get music for the drinking of the wine.
I don't think we need music for the drinking of the wine.
No.
What are we drinking? You know a bit about this wine.
We're drinking D.B. Schmidt again. Yeah,
again.
We're drinking a lot of D.B. Schmidt recently.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of going through their full lineup. What are we at? We did the Riesling. We did the Spapergunder. Now we're doing the Rot. I don't think we're going to do the Rosé.
No. No, probably not.
No.
No.
No. And yeah, so today we're doing the Rot, the FKK Rot, because they have another... like standard sized.
Yeah. This is a 1 liter bottle.
1 liter bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And the FKK is the free body culture.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's right there. Yeah.
I mean, they have it in English on the bottle, yeah, too. Be brave to be free. We are all of the same kind. Cultivate your nature clever.
So Bianca and Daniel.
Bianca and Daniel Schmidt.
Yeah. So this Daniel's family has owned this winery for over 200 years.
Yes.
Bianca was the cellar hand. A love affair ensued.
Hungarian?
She's Hungarian, yes.
Hungarian, yeah. Cellar hand.
And they actually both worked together at Meyer Vineyard, ooh, which is in Alsace, which is a biodynamic vineyard. Which
oh,
is
there
very
you go.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Right across the border.
Just there.
Just across yeah. the border.
Sometimes not the border, depending
sometimes
on.
Sometimes Germany.
Depending. Sometimes Germany, sometimes France. We don't know.
We don't know.
But yeah, so a 200-year-old winery in the Rheinhessen, which, as we said last time, is in Germany, which is very much more known for making bulk wine. We are seeing a bit of a renaissance with a few winemakers, especially younger kind of natural biodynamic winemakers who are trying to make more terroir-driven wine, more hands-off approach like we have here. Their Spätburgunder is beautiful, super elegant. This wine here is Portugieser Merlot. What else is it? A little bit of Blaufränkisch and Saint Laurent.
And Spätburgunder?
And Spätburgunder? Probably. I know it's five grapes.
Yes.
So kind of like almost five. Like a, looks like a blend of basically what would be left over, completely unfined, unfiltered, really 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 fun stuff. Really funky label too. I don't know if you guys can see that if you're watching, but it's a lot of stick figures, some people having sex, dudes with this guy with a dick with his dick out.
Yeah, he's got
some
a stick
boobies.
Out.
A lot of people getting drunk.
So
really fun stuff.
4,400 liter barrels.
And they're oak barrels, but they're old oak. They're like
so they're
used
like
oak.
Neutral oak.
Neutral oak, yeah. Yeah, because it's not, I mean, it's a fresh.
You can't taste it at all.
Yeah, it's fresh wine. We just opened this too. For me, it smells like it's like going to be a little bit effervescent.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It smells fun. It smells electric. Mm-hmm.
Very slightly. This one's really good. I would definitely drink this at room temperature though.
I would drink it a little bit colder.
Nah, I think if you get it too, like... Mm.
Ooh, it's super tart.
Yeah.
A little bit of effervescence. There's a bit of structure. It's not, and there's no tannin whatsoever.
No, no.
But the acidity, it smelled like it was going to be more acidic.
Yeah.
And there's acidity. It's really well balanced.
Yeah.
But it's not like... I find their rosé was quite acidic.
Yeah, and they're the same acid level.
Are they really?
Yeah.
So probably because I think their rosé doesn't have any, there's no Merlot and there's right. no Spätburgunder in it. I think it's just Portugieser Blaufränkisch and Saint Laurent.
Right.
So Merlot maybe bringing a little bit more roundness, a little bit more fruit.
Do you think it's the tannin in the Merlot?
Maybe.
Because Merlot's a little thicker, right?
Maybe. Yeah, but like not crazy.
Not crazy thick.
Yeah.
Like regular thick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good wine. I like this one. I like this one a lot.
It's super fun.
I like the 1 liter bottle.
Good price. Should be a bit cheaper, but it's a whole kerfuffle with our friends.
Technically is a bit cheaper.
It should be
but
more
it's
cheap.
Not as cheap as it should be.
Yes. Super fun stuff though, yeah. Kudos to Bianca and Daniel. Cheers. Recommending to definitely go out and and buy this one. Hey, look, there's a sheep shitting on here.
Yeah, see? I know, maybe, right? It's
preventing forest fires.
Preventing forest fires. They probably do that there.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to go meet them.
I think
they seem like cool
fun.
People. They're like, from all the articles I've read and some videos I've watched, they're like very, very, very into biodynamic agriculture. Like, they're really, really serious about it. Hands-off approach. Removing the veil, unfined, unfiltered, mm-hmm. everything out in the open. Super fun stuff. And they've only been doing biodynamic wine since 2012, I believe.
Yeah, for about a decade.
So, you know, kind of still finding your bearings when you've had a winery for 200 plus years, and that's a big risk to change that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's a family business.
I had that written down. Learned from Patrick Meyer.
Yeah.
Alsatian legend.
He is a legend.
Right.
Patrick, a biodynamic winemaking legend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very good. What do we talk about today, Bryce? We're already 20 minutes deep here.
Let's talk about the election. Let's just, like, this wine's good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it, it's not, like, overly complex. Just drink it.
Yes, chug it. It's a 1 liter. You show up to a barbecue with it. One liter bottle. You're the close guy there.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's got a cool bottle.
Tastes good.
Drink it a little cold if you want. Yeah, if someone puts ice in this, I'm not offended.
Mm-mm. I'm cool with that. Today is election. Is today considered election day in Canada, or is it voting day?
Election.
Same thing.
Election voting day.
Because, like, are we going to find out who wins today?
I think, yeah.
Or tonight, I guess.
Tonight, we should find out who wins. Or who is the projected winner.
Who's the projected winner, yeah. Did you vote?
I did.
Did you vote today?
Last week.
Last week you did early vote. I went today.
Yeah,
how'd it go for you?
Vote. It was awesome.
Where did you go?
The old Costco in Regina.
Okay, so I want to talk about that a little bit. Because I actually went to the soundstage. Right? Because we live, like, decently close to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And I figured I might be doing the old Costco. But I went to the soundstage. Smooth sailing for me. Mm-hmm. In and out, 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to talk about two things. Number one, I want to talk about the old Costco. Apparently, this is, like, one of the biggest voting stations in, like, Canada.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's fucking enormous, inside. Right? It's an old Costco that they've gutted.
Yeah. It's the small Costco.
And I feel like it's the small Costco, yeah. But I feel like that polling station has to have such a wider net cast than, like, let's say a school.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
So it's like anybody who lives, like, east of, like, Park Street.
Yeah.
Has to vote at the old Costco. Like,
I think it's multiple polling stations. Like, you walk in there and it's a fucking maze.
Yeah. It's crazy. How was your experience voting?
It was great.
In and out?
In and out.
No problem.
No. Yeah. There was a lady in front of me who obviously, like, just moved recently. So she had to fill out the whole form and mm-hmm, the address mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah,
so that took a little bit. But other than that, no.
That's what I wanted to touch. My next point was because I didn't bring my voter card.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I wasn't at home. I was staying at a friend's cabin, and I just came into the city and went right to the voting station. And everyone has their card. I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't bring my card. But I'm like, well, I'll go ahead and check it out. I don't live far anyways. I can go pick it up. And I walk in, and they're like, do you have your voter card? I'm like, oh, no, I forgot it. And they're like, ah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, do you have your ID? I'm like, yeah. So they find me. No problem. In and out in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you hear these stories about in the States. With, like, I mean, we're not going to talk about gerrymandering, but in terms of, like, how they make it so difficult.
Voter suppression,
especially for a lower income class people, which tends to be more black and brown people in the States, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That demographic, who typically do not vote Republican.
Typically.
Making it impossible for them to vote.
Yeah.
And here we go in Canada. And I'm like, I forgot the thing. And they're like, that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, you want to vote?
Yeah. Like, holy shit, you showed up?
Yeah.
Fuck, Or like the lady, like, I moved. I didn't fill the thing out. They're like, yeah, you just do it here.
Yeah, you just do it here. Here's the thing.
Yeah, which is, it should be that easy.
Yeah. They want
to
make
Who
sure
Who the hell
you
is going to go through all that trouble to, like, make up a bunch of fake IDs and fake, like, I could, you know, like,
yeah.
You have to create a social insurance number.
Yeah.
Who's going to do that?
You have to make
for
that
10
shit
votes.
Up.
How long would it take to do one?
I don't know.
Should be easier to vote.
You take the dead people and you make them.
Listen up, our American listeners.
But
we just walked in, forgot everything, and they're like, yeah, it's fine.
But speaking of voter suppression, I read a news article last night about the fact that the polling stations might be longer, time waits, and because Elections Canada hired 40,000 less people than they thought they were going to.
Well, I think more people did mail in because of COVID, probably.
But not as many people as they did. assumed. Okay. Only 1 million people did mail in. They were expecting 2.5 to 3.
Okay.
Right? And only 1 million people did that. But I was like, releasing this article seems like voter suppression, because I walked into one of my offices today, and they were talking about, there were people there that were like, well, I don't know if I'm going to go vote.
I don't time.
It's going to be super busy. Like, I don't want it to take super long. And it's like, that's only because they read that article.
I was listening to the news a couple of days ago, and I was listening to John Gormley, he leans right. I would be shocked if he didn't vote conservative, not PPC, but conservative. And he was talking about like, that ploy is going to be for people that have young kids, right? So like our demographic.
Yeah.
I don't have time to do it. Who is going to go vote for sure? And who is typically going to vote conservative? Probably some older people. They got all the time in the world. Mm-hmm. They don't give a fuck how long the polling station is. They're going to go vote, and they're going to vote conservative for the most part. So
yeah,
potentially a little bit of voter suppression. But here's the deal, man. I didn't used to vote when I was younger because I was like, my life's great.
You were like, who am I voting for anyway?
Yeah, and like everything's fine.
Yeah.
Right? Like I don't have... Back then in my little world, I was like, yeah, I got a job. And
I mean, you did live in Quebec.
I live in Quebec, right? So it's not Neverland.
About that. Yeah, I know. Like,
it's fucking, everything's great there.
There is nothing wrong with living there.
Yeah. $5 daycare.
Yeah.
Fucking party. Come That's on, awesome. Guys. But there was one day, one of my old bosses, Alex Gagnon, who is a wonderful guy. Consider him someone who taught me quite a bit in the restaurant industry. And we were working a double at the restaurant he owned.
Right.
And he was like, you know, we're going to close early. You guys have 2 hours to go vote between shifts. And I was like, I'm not going to go. Like, I'm going to go to the bar instead, you know? And he's like, listen, he didn't say like, he probably was younger than I am now at this point, but I was like a 25-year-old idiot. And he's like, you know, he's like, people die in other countries to this day to try and have the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So you should vote because you can.
Right.
And it's disrespectful to people in other countries who don't get that.
Yeah.
And I've never missed a vote since then.
Well, there you go.
Except once, because Leslie and I went with our new dog, and then we were like, hey, well, you'll go in and then I'll go in. But it was like, we went at like 7:45 and it closed at 7:30, and they're like, it's still gonna be an hour wait. And I was like, oh, like go back. And then, but we were actually gonna vote opposite. So I was like, well, kind of cancels each other out. Right? I'm like, you might as well not go.
Yeah, okay, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What do you think is more important to vote for? Like what? You say, because you've never missed a vote. Mm-hmm. Does that mean like every level of government?
No, federal.
Right.
Federal elections. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've missed like provincial, which is probably stupider.
Which fucking blows my mind when people are like, "Yeah, I don't vote. I don't vote for my city."
Yeah.
And it's like, you gotta be fucking kidding.
Yeah.
That's the shit that matters to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think now with the baby and the business, more important to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I always vote against. I'm a small business owner in Canada. I vote against my business interests.
Federally. Right.
Yeah.
But generally those things don't really manifest themselves.
Correct.
Often.
Yeah, everyone like it's
they at talk the end of the
day,
shit.
It's like, oh sweet, like at the end of the day I'm gonna save fucking $2,000 in taxes.
Maybe.
It's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, two men can't get married. Well fuck it. I'll eat the $1,500 so people can have basic human rights.
Mm-hmm.
And women can choose what they want to do with their own bodies.
Yeah.
And people can do what they want to do as long as they're not hurting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vote with your heart. Who'd you vote for? Are you going to say?
That
are you
going to
say?
My vote, my body, my vote.
I voted Liberal.
There you go.
Yeah. And not that I'm a huge Liberal Trudeau guy.
Yeah.
But we were talking before about my kind of idea. I did some research, and you know, you can do like those questionnaires, and it says like, well, this is who reflects your interest the most. And it was liberal. I was close to liberal NDP. I was actually close to the Green Party, which I always feel bad because I'm like, oh, it's a wasted vote. But then if you never vote for them, then you'll never get to do
it. That's my issue with the whole like wasted vote thing too. I feel like that's another like voter suppression tactic that's used by the liberals and conservatives most specifically, right? They're like, well, wasted vote,
wasted
right?
vote.
I mean, for the longest time, if you were to vote anything but liberal in this constituency, you were throwing your vote away.
Yeah.
Ralph Goodale was always going to win.
Yeah, he's the
there
guy.
There was no until last
His office right time. Over here. Used to be right over here.
Yeah, it did.
Never came into the restaurant. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I don't know what he looks like.
You don't know what Ralph Goodale
Sorry,
looks
Ralph.
Like?
No. Maybe. But yeah, it's. I think that as fucked up as the world is right now with COVID, which has obviously been the main topic for 2 years.
Yeah.
I think that changing governments in the time that we're at now, right, where people, like, I don't think it's a smart move to do. And that was kind of a main thing for me, where it was like, these guys are privy to more information than we are.
Yeah.
Whether they're doing a good job or not, I don't know.
Right.
Because nobody knows except them, because they nobody knows what they have access to and the information they have access to. But if you switch that in the middle, right, like, maybe the NDP would do a way better job, or conservatives would do a way better job. But if they come in and they're like, holy shit, this is not what we expected,
I feel like
things could go downhill real quick.
I feel like they should make the prime minister the guy who comes in last.
Like, why?
Because if they make the guy who comes in last the prime minister, then...
So like the government is like, okay, so like liberals win.
Liberals
the
win. Government, liberals
but,
have the most
but,
seats.
But
doesn't
Maxime
matter, but
Bernier
what?
Is the prime minister.
Yeah. Bloc Québécois, they're at the top. And then,
just saying crazy shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That no one in the country, like 90% of the country doesn't agree with.
Exactly.
That PPC freaks me out.
The PPC freaks me out.
No, I don't like it.
Man.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'll get political on this show. I don't care.
I don't think they're, it's a bunch of like...
But I told you, I think
they got no bite, man.
I think it's dangerous. But yeah, right now they don't.
Yeah.
But if they build and they build and they build,
sure,
and
sure.
people seem to keep eating that propaganda and buying into that crazy shit,
yeah.
then eventually they gain power.
Yeah.
Like
I don't think people ever gain power.
People
again,
say that about the Bloc Québécois, man.
Yeah, and guess what? They still haven't gained power.
They did one time.
Yeah.
And it was a nightmare. My mom.
Oh, yeah, in Quebec.
Yeah.
Yes, right. But Quebec's segregated from the rest of Canada as it is, so.
Yes, that was one of the questions in the poll. I was like, do you think Quebec should segregate? And I was like, isn't it already?
Yeah.
It's like an island.
Did you watch the debate?
No.
It's like, why the fuck were you even there, Bloc Québécois? Like, I understand you're one of the major parties, but, like, you're not even talking to the rest of Canada.
Isn't it crazy that, like...
You're never going to win.
I know, but like... They could beat out another person because the population divide in Canada is so large.
It is.
Quebec and Ontario picked prime minister.
Oh, yeah, right? For the most part.
Like,
yeah,
we vote, we exercise our right to vote, but, like, come on.
Yeah.
What is it? 70% of Canada lives in those two provinces?
Yeah.
And we don't do, like, there's no, like, riding or, like, well, not ridings, but, like, it's the popular vote.
Our ridings are based on population.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as, it like, we could be like, oh, it's not popular vote, it's based on seats. It's... Those ridings are divided. We do have extra seats here in the smaller provinces because we're spread out, but still not enough.
And Saskatchewan,
they don't even call Saskatchewan when they're like Alberta, BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec. Yeah. They put us together with Manitoba every year.
Maybe we should separate.
We should separate. It'd be the coolest, weirdest little place.
Was latch on to North Dakota? I would fucking move.
You wouldn't want to be part of the States, though.
I bet you if you took a poll in Saskatchewan and said, we're going to separate from Canada and we're going to keep all our money, but we have to become part of North Dakota, I bet you you'd be shocked at how many people would be okay with that.
Well, we could be America's horn. The horn of America.
North Dakota.
Exactly. Exactly. Like everybody calls
Super
Alaska.
Super North Dakota.
Everyone's like, Alaska's just Canada's hat. And it's like, that's true.
Yeah.
You have to drive through, Canada to get to Alaska. But Saskatchewan would be sticking right up in the middle.
And it's literally a horn.
Exactly.
Saskatchewan, hard to spell, easy to draw.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that saying.
So like for reference, I voted NDP.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Are you a Jagmeet Singh fan?
I think he's doing a lot of good.
I think he's doing an unbelievable marketing campaign.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying not to spend a lot of money, but he's reaching
his targets. Young demographic. He's a super likable guy.
I mean, this guy in 10 years, if he switches to the Liberals, mm-hmm. he'll destroy. Absolutely destroy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't see that happening. But
no. I like the NDP because I was talking to my father-in-law.
I'm definitely NDP leaning,
yeah. I think morally I'm NDP leaning for sure. Mm-hmm. Like I said, a big part of it for me was like not switching things up in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, it would be tough.
But it's funny because I always talk to my father-in-law and I'm like, well, I guess I would be like more of a socialist, right? Like I think those programs can work. And
I mean, you live in Canada, you're a socialist.
Yeah, of course. But he's like, you're more conservative than I am. He's like, you don't want the government to know what goes on in your business. You want to live off the grid. And I'm like, well, yeah. He's like, you're a libertarian. He's like, you're more conservative than I am.
You're a PPC.
No, but like that.
But really, that's where you would fall.
But I don't want to oppress anybody.
You don't want the PPC is like a divided group between libertarians and oppressors.
Yeah, so like get rid of them.
So whoever comes to power first.
Everyone just like, look, just be fucking nice.
Yeah.
Nobody be an asshole.
Do you know who else is a libertarian? Speaking of libertarians. Who?
Leah?
No.
Leah voted PPC.
No.
No,
way.
I'm just kidding. She's not.
Don't
gonna,
say
she's
that.
She's not going to defend herself.
I'm going to make that a soundbite. Leah's gonna be
straight
like, what?
Up. Let's not tell her. And then at the intro of the next one,
Leah voted. That'd be great.
Let's do it. And like, let's leave her mic on.
Oh,
she's
no.
Gonna, she's gonna
be like,
what?
What the? Well, I'll have to start over. No, Tiger King is a libertarian. That was the party that he was running for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, that's the thing. It's like, and you pigeonhole, like, libertarian. You think of a libertarian like someone who lives off the grid, who owns a bunch of guns, mm-hmm. and wants the government to keep out of everything.
Yeah.
I don't need the government to keep out of everything. I think the government is important. You have social programs, hospitals, schools. I don't agree with how some of those are run sometimes. But at the end of the day, I'm a part of society.
So you vote.
Right? Yeah. And I'm part of a society, so I buy in. That's why I got
pay taxes.
That's why you get vaccinated. You're part of a society.
You're going in.
There are rules.
I agree.
There are rules.
Yeah.
You want to partake in that?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to do things you don't want to do. And if you don't want to do them, that's fine. But then you can't be part of the society.
Yeah. And see, like, I know a lot of people explain it like that. But I also choose to look at it from the other lens where, like, people are like, well, you know, they're taking away our freedoms. Right? It's like I don't agree with that because
no, but those freedoms come with a price.
Also, the freedoms are on the other side too.
Yeah,
right. Like if a business decides to be like, no, you can't come in because you're not vaccinated, it's their freedom.
Yeah,
you can't. Like, sorry, man.
Go open your own. Yeah, go make your own. Then. Go make your own.
Yeah.
You can go crazy.
Now, maybe like. Okay, we're getting a little deep. This is a Bryce and Josh podcast, so it's running a little.
I'm okay. Let's talk more about vaccines.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to talk about. Okay. I want to talk about the impact of the way Saskatchewan's going to run their vaccine program, because I've been thinking about it a lot today, mm-hmm. and how much of a burden it's putting on the business.
Yeah.
That's a pain in the ass for most places.
It's a pain in the ass, but my point of view on this is kind of like coming from different takes, right? Different aspects. Having to have someone show a vaccine and an ID before they come into the restaurant takes manpower.
Yeah, so that's what I mean.
I have to have an extra person on staff. So do I raise my prices? That's one aspect of it, right?
Yeah.
The flip side of that is, well, if we don't do that, and we get shut down again. That's worse.
Mm-hmm.
the other side of it, or another way to look at it too, is we work with the public. I have a small son at home. Mm-hmm. We have employees with small children who are under 1 year old.
With the inability to
get vaccinated.
Yeah, they don't
have a choice.
Shot.
I'm dealing with 50 strangers a day.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's my number one concern, is protect my family, and that includes my restaurant family and their families.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna do the thing. We were gonna do it anyways.
Right.
All I was waiting for was some kind of like an app, right? Yeah. To do that. I don't want people to print out. And then, like, have to, like, how would I be like, okay, is this real? Like, you come with a card that's signed by a doctor and stamped. No, no. you need to get like a full on thing, which they've done. Yeah. But we were going to do it anyways. Mm-hmm. Just that's, you know, it makes you realize that yes, at the end of the day, it's maybe it's going to be detrimental to my business. We've had some hilarious comments.
Yes. Comments have been there.
On a government mandated protocol, by the way,
I know
that we just reminded people like, hey, by the way, just so you know, October 1st, you got to have a passport.
Yeah.
And people wrote, my favorite one was someone equated it to apartheid.
I'm pretty sure that Facebook removed that, by the way.
Yeah, I wanted to leave it on.
I looked back into it, and Facebook removed it.
And I just leave them on there. I don't respond to those, but this was a white woman who made that comment from a business account.
Whoa.
Like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Like somebody would have saw that.
Yeah. Apartheid? Do you know what that word means? Like,
I have some events that I equate it to.
You know what I mean?
I don't think I actually know what it means. But.
Yeah. It's not what's happening now.
No.
You want to throw around a term like freedom of rights and segregation. Sure, those aren't right. Those aren't really right either, but that's, you know, you can kind of defend that a little bit if you're those crazy people.
Yeah.
Apartheid?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah. It's wrong.
That's like me saying like, well, this is basically like a residential school thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, no, it's not.
It's not.
Not even close.
No, exactly.
You don't know what you're talking about. So yeah,
not at all.
It's been interesting, but yeah, it's. I mean, to run a roundabout way to answer your question, it's kind of like I equate it to the debate of, well, if we get rid of fossil fuels,
right,
the economy will collapse. Mm-hmm. But if there's no fucking planet, who cares?
Right, exactly.
Right? So, yeah, it's bad for my business.
Yeah.
But if my son dies, who fucking cares?
Right, exactly.
It makes you realize you're the number one priority.
Yeah.
And then for me, that's my end all be all.
Right.
Safety of my family and my work family.
Yeah.
So, get vaccinated. If you choose not to, that is your right.
Yeah,
live in society anymore.
Everybody else no, you can. You can live in society, but you will have other people being like, hey, you can't come here.
Don't come to Marachon. Don't go. I don't want to go. Don't go to the grocery store when I'm there. You can have.
They can't.
You want to talk about segregation? Cool. You guys can go and shop at special times, or maybe there's a special store for you.
Right.
Go nuts.
Right.
Now we're getting in deep.
Yeah.
But, like, so you don't have the right to put me and my family at risk.
So do you think, so then here's the question. So when, like, for me, the tipping point for this kind of stuff will be when the vaccine is eligible for young children.
Mm-hmm.
When the vaccine becomes eligible for young children, I don't think we need a vaccine passport anymore.
I agree with you.
You know, I'm not, like, maybe on planes. You know what?
Yeah.
Maybe on planes.
Yeah.
Because...
Or to come into the country.
That's what I mean, right?
Or to come into the province,
that's,
whatever. Yeah.
That's how I feel about it, right? Yeah. Like, if you're coming into other countries, like, I kind of feel like you shouldn't be bringing shit here.
Because that was the thing with when the vaccines came out, right? I was like, cool, I'm not going to get sick anymore. Go crazy. Don't get vaccinated. You're the one who's going to be in the fucking hospital.
Yeah.
Right?
And I mean, that's what it's happening.
But then now people are not able to get procedures done because the hospital's overrun.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing.
Right.
But... my big tipping point, because I was always kind of like, you know, like, you do what you want, I'll do what I want.
Right.
You're not going to affect
now
my life.
And now that
there's kids getting sick,
exactly.
Fuck you.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck you.
That's how I felt about it, too.
Yeah.
I feel like once I got the second vaccination, I was like, fuck yeah, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, cool. And I was
go
like,
get
I'm
sick.
Not wearing masks anywhere. I'm over it. Like,
yeah.
The vaccine's here. Now kids are getting sick.
Yeah. I believe there's a politician in the States who was like tweeting. He was like, yeah, I'm going to go fucking get COVID and I'm going to show you how not cool or how cool how easy it is. It's gonna be like food poisoning. He gets it, he's in the fucking hospital, and he's like, pray for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, man.
Well, my cousins, she lives in the States, and she had a person in like her little kind of singing community she does, and it's an anti-vaxxer who got COVID and had a GoFundMe to pay for hospital bills.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you crazy? It's a free vaccine, bro.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
I'm not gonna donate to that.
No, but that's your right. So like, it goes to that, right? Mm-hmm. That's your opinion, and that's your right,
yeah.
And that's fine. And they can put up that GoFundMe,
and people can donate.
That's fine.
Go nuts.
What really like starts to get me then?
What grinds your gears?
What really grinds my gears is the idea of, people that have chose not to get the vaccine getting sick, and then
what,
not ruining things, but
or what about you know, someone that you love who's getting vaccinated and needs an ICU bed, and somebody who didn't get vaccinated has that bed, and the worst thing happens,
right?
That's not fair.
Or they can't get into surgery for some important thing. Like, we already have a pretty stressed out healthcare system. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe you should be able to opt out of it if you don't get a vaccine. If you're like, hey, I don't want the vaccine, it's like, well, cool, you're opted out.
Yeah, you're opted out.
You don't have to pay taxes anymore on it either.
Yeah, no problem. Or you can pay. You can pay full price.
You pay full price if you get COVID, sick, though.
$60,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a free vaccine.
Yes. And pay your taxes.
Opt out.
Don't fuck with the tax system.
Don't fuck with the tax system. Well, I like how deep we got there.
I felt like I've been wanting to go there for a while.
I'm fine with it. I think people that have more of our point of views of like, you should get vaccinated because I'm not a fucking scientist or a doctor.
And
other people who send me shit also are not scientists or doctors. So let's listen to those professionals.
I mean, there's some, yeah. It's and like, when they send you shit that they obviously haven't read.
Yeah, and it's like a fake.
Well, no, and then you're like, okay, yeah, I know you haven't read this. I'm going to read it. And then I'll go and read it, and I'll be like, oh, that's kind of weird. That guy's name's weird. And then you look up his name, and he's not actually a doctor.
Yeah.
Or he's like a doctor from, like he's a naturopathic doctor. Like, I hate that shit.
Yeah. Just eat better.
Right. Fucking.
What?
There's naturopathic doctors out there that you can virtually be their patients. You send them a picture of your tongue.
Ooh.
And what about they can diagnose you?
I just knew a girl who did Reiki over the phone.
How do you do that?
You have to be real good.
You have to be the best.
I would say it's probably as effective as in person.
What is Reiki?
It's like I don't know. So
they're just changing your energies.
Yeah, they wave like their hands over you. And, yeah, I don't know.
They hit the bells a few times.
I'm a fan of Western medicine. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that one.
Yeah, but I was saying like I feel that. People with our point of view have been very politically correct and like kept my opinion to myself, and I'm at a point now where I'm like, when someone says something, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
If you're allowed to say something, I should be allowed to say something.
Get the fuck out of my restaurant.
Yeah.
Don't breathe on me.
I'm gonna be nice though. You're still nice. I know you're like, you're talking nice. Big fucking game here, but you're not.
I don't know, man.
You're not a gangbanger. You're not.
I'm kind of over it. Like,
don't step around my turf.
Don't breathe in my kid.
Yeah, well.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Stay home then.
Stay home. I mean, they have the right though.
Yeah. And they can stay home. And the beautiful thing is that'll create herd immunity the same way. Right? Well, all the vaccinated people will get out and we'll do a herd immunity that way.
Right.
And then the people who don't get vaccinated could stay home.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's over.
They have to stay home for 2 months. Can't leave the house.
Probably still someone will be sick.
Well, then they can opt out.
So back to the vaccination passport thing. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's going to be temporary? Are you worried about that section? Because like they didn't say it wasn't temporary.
Yeah, I think it'll be temporary in the sense that it might be 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Like, you don't need a polio passport.
You never did. You had that little...
back in the
everybody
day.
Everybody knew you got
like,
it.
Well, back in the day, you needed to, like... Like, when measles was a thing, it was like, hey, are you vaccinated for measles?
Yeah.
You had to tell people that shit. So I think, in the sense, it'll be until we eradicate it.
I don't think we will. The other thing, I think this is an endemic going forward. I think this is going to be the cold.
Okay.
Be the season of COVID, right?
COVID season.
Because, I mean, the summer has proven that, like, people get out, it's the sunlight. Like, I'm not a scientist. But it sure fucking seems that way, right? Winter's unless you live in Florida.
Yeah. No, COVID doesn't exist in Florida. Fact.
I don't think that's true.
You didn't ask the governor. You know what kills people in Florida? Gators.
Gators.
Named
COVID-19?
Yes.
The COVID gators.
What's, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because my father calls it the COVID, and then my father-in-law calls it COVID.
Uncle Vic.
Yeah.
I just call it the vid.
The vid. Well, do you know anybody that like has like a funny name for it? Like
Cove?
Like no, like my dad's always like, he's like, well, we talk about the COVID. I'm like, what's the COVID?
It's the COVID.
He also calls a modem a modem.
A modem.
Yeah. He's like, I had to restart my modem. I'm like, oh, what?
Does your dad ever call you and is like, hey,
My dad doesn't have a cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my dad constantly calls me and he's like, how do you set up this Crave thing? And I'm like, Dad, it's yours. You bought it.
Yeah.
Like, you pay for it, man.
Yeah.
He's like, well, your name's on it. It's like, yes, yeah, because you were like, hey, do you want this? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I'll set it up. I'll set it for myself. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you worked in IT, like he was a programmer.
My father used to work for IBM.
Yeah, exactly. My dad used to work for Pfizer.
Fuck. And Quab. Okay. Thank you for listening to our.
Oh, just wait.
Oh, yeah.
We have a. I thought you were going to end the podcast, but then I just realized you weren't.
I was going to, but I forgot about it. Is this our last segment?
This is the last segment.
How many times would you drink it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
How many days a week would you drink this? I actually think I drink this like in the summer. I think I would probably drink this like four and a half days.
I'm going to go three.
Yeah.
I would agree in the summer. I would drink it a little bit chilled.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for a 1 liter bottle.
It's like Pusa Libre in a 1 liter bottle.
It is Pusa Libre in a 1 liter bottle. And I'm a sucker for that because you're like, oh, if you drink wine as much as I do,
yeah,
you know when the bottle's done,
right?
And you're sad.
Yeah.
But then you're like, it's a whole other glass.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
A whole other full 5 ounce glass.
Yeah. 250 milliliters.
250 is one cup.
There you go.
One cup of wine.
Do you want the bigger?
Like a bigger
format?
No, I think 1 liter is the way to go for wine, like going forward.
Right.
It's perfect for two people.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I wish more brands came out with 1 liter bottles.
Because then if someone's like, oh, well, what about the people who live alone or their spouses or partners don't drink wine? Boom, 500 mLs.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Or just
two glasses.
Have a screw cap,
mm-hmm.
which I think is where most people should go.
We have to come up with a ceremony for it that we spoke about that.
We do. I think maybe it's some sort of like spin-off maneuver.
I would agree with you. And we try and like you try and spin it into your shirt pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Spin it up and then try and catch
it. Yeah, like a teppanyaki guy.
If you don't, you have to pour the wine in the garbage.
So the whole bottle.
Yeah.
Well, that was our podcast. Josh.
Yeah.
Josh and Bryce on the podcast. Thank you to our sponsors. Let's
not put Leah's name on this podcast. She probably wouldn't agree with what we spoke about. I mean, she probably agrees. I imagine she would agree with our morals, but in terms of getting political in a podcast.
Yeah.
This podcast.
I don't think she would have.
You don't think so?
I mean, no, I think she would. I agree with you is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
I think she would have had we wouldn't have talked about politics.
Well, then she should quit her job
and
never leave us alone again.
And we're at 52 minutes.
Yeah.
Like we're well over budget for time.
What does she want us to do, 38?
Something like that.
All right.
I don't know if I agree with that. Thank you to our sponsors, Warner Construction, Funtime Heat Sauce.
Funtime Heat Sauce.
Which I had recently.
You had it?
Yeah, because there was two bottles in the back.
It's fucking delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to say... I'm like the names are like meh, tasty fucking shit though.
Real tasty.
Like I would say, speaking in terms of wine, even the most balanced hot sauce I've ever eaten.
Amazing.
It's like just the right amount of sweet, just the right amount of tart, just the right amount of heat.
A little bit of acidity.
A little bit of acidity. It's perfect.
Yeah, they're super good.
And the hot stuff's it's hot.
The hot stuff's very hot.
It's hot.
Like it's like a hot sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, Kenny and Ash.
Yeah, well done. We'd like some more.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week for the next podcast. What are we going to talk about next week? Who knows?
Who knows?
We're talking about those. We spoke about the goats. Whatever.
We have wine news. Well, it'll happen every week now. Okay.
Wait till we go start robbing champagne. We'll have something to talk about every week.
The black market of grapes.
Three more champagne houses were robbed last week. By the BJ Bandits.
By the infamous BJ Bandits.
Bryce and Josh.
They leave the water on. little Home Alone reference.
There. Absolutely. I was gonna say after we rob it, we blow each other.
See you later, everybody.
Kind of a big deal. That was the Miro Wine Podcast with Josh, Bryce, and Leah. Want to learn more about natural wine? Find us on the internet at mirowine.ca or on any social media platform. Thanks for listening.
Bringing like 8 freaking beefcakes.